Blog Talk Radio.
Run to Old Navy right now to get 30 to 50% off all jeans and all sweaters for everyone in the family. Pair your favorite jeans with any of Old Navy's stylish sweaters and get 30 to 50% off from top to bottom. Every pair of jeans is on sale, including Old Navy Rockstar jeans, and so are the season's best sweaters. All jeans and all sweaters are 30 to 50% off now at Old Navy or oldnavy.com. But you better hurry. This deal won't last. Run to Old Navy. Valid 11-2 to 11-8.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. My name is Alexa Servodidio, and I'm your host. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Remember, Insight into Healing airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Please send any questions or updates to insightintohealing@gmail.com. Also, please check out my new published book, Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos, at www.ccbpublishing.com/acervodidio.html. You can also find Finding Your Peace Within the Chaos on Facebook. Well, tonight I have such a powerful guest. On the line I have John Macias. And we'll be talking about his film, Redirected by Grace. This film is about a young boy who, at the age of 10, was one of 10 kids trained by Special Forces personnel to become a hired killer for the man who created the Mexican Gulf Cartel. At the age of 14, he was kidnapped by rivals and tortured for 3 days and three nights. At the age of 16, he had a religious experience in Louisiana while he was torturing a preacher. Then, at the age of 20, he went to prison for 21 years and 6 months. It was during this time in prison that he came across the program Adventures of Odyssey by Focus in the Family. One of the episodes featured a character by the name of Connie Kendall. It was because of this particular character's actions that she finally gave herself to the Lord and said a prayer in an episode. So did this man named John. If it was not for this kid program and the passion it instilled that brought a grown man to his knees and began to pray for salvation, there's no telling what would have happened to him. God has had other plans. This man never had a chance to be a kid, but it was through a kid that showed the Lord saved him. This project is about salvation, hope, and redemption, and that the Lord can save anybody. The cast includes Miss Ashley North of the Netflix hit show Orange is the New Black, who also happens to be coming out with a single soon titled Something You Need. She's also the CEO of J-Dash Productions out of New York. Also, Harold Hart is a high school teacher of Copperas Cove High in Copperas Cove, Texas, and is a deacon and a Sunday school youth director of Pershing Park Baptist Church in Killian, Texas. John, welcome to Insight into Healing. Such a pleasure to have you on this evening.
I want to thank you, you know, for having me on, you know, us having this kind of platform, the opportunity to reach out to as many people as we can is really a blessing to not only to us, but it's a real blessing to those who are involved in this film, because a lot of these people come in with the expectations of trying to help somebody or trying to reach out to somebody. Even though my expectation is to reach out to millions with this message, in the end, if I can just reach out to one person and change one person's life around it, it's going to be all worth it for me and for everybody else involved in this.
Yes, yes. And your story, your film, has really spoken to me in so many different levels. One, as a strong believer in Christ and the Lord, really stood out for me why I needed to have you on the show. And then also your passion and empathy about giving back and sharing stories to help and promote health and healing and hope in the community, which I find is really a huge platform.
Well, a lot of times I come across people that always tell me, man, you know, why are you doing this? Aren't you scared? Aren't you afraid for, the, you know, for something to come back to you and anything? Like I tell them, look, if I didn't die back then, I'm not going to die right now until the Lord is ready to take me home. And he's going to take me home when I get done doing his work. And a lot of times, even though we have a lot of people that do believe in Jesus Christ, I personally believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He is, you know, my higher power, my God. There are others out there that might not believe that, but they believe in some kind of higher power. But my main focus for them is, hey, if there is hope for you, there is hope for you. You just got to believe in that hope. You got to hold on to that hope, and you cannot give up, because when the time comes, God will get you to where he wants you to be, as long as you believe, as long as you keep on holding on to his plan. Not your plan, but his plan. Because we all want something in life, but a lot of times we overlook the fact that there are other plans for us that we are really meant to do. We become the person we meant to be, and that's when we can accomplish everything that we were set out to accomplish, you know, of course, for God and for our Lord and Savior.
Yes. How did your journey begin of strength, of hope, and how strong you have become now? Where did it all start?
Honestly, it started in prison, because this story is actually based on my life. I always say the character, and I talk about the character, and I talk about, hey, this is about this person or that person. You know, I always talk about this in the third person category, you know. But, mm-hmm. You know, it all started when I was in prison. And it's true, you know, it was through Focus on the Family that I came across this show, you know, Avengers of Odyssey. It was a kid's show. As a matter of fact, I still remember I was listening to the Houston Astros play the Texas Rangers. And for some reason or the other, the game just went away. And I started turning the radio on AM, and I came across the show, and I started listening to it. And then at the end of the show, it was like, you know, I said, man, this is a kid's show. It's a pretty good show. But I finally found out what days they would come on and everything. I kept listening to it. And one day, I just broke down. I mean, it's like weird because, like you said, the character Connie Kendall was fixing to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but she was fighting it. She was struggling with it. She didn't understand what was going on. She was confused. That was me. I don't know why I was able to, how can I say this? I was able to actually, I mean, I knew what she was going through. Even though it was just a character in a show, I knew what the character was about because that was me. But when she, in the show itself, you know, she's talking to, you know, Whit, and, you know, there's another character in there named Whitaker, Mr. Whitaker, and she gives her life to Christ. And when she was saying the words, I started saying the words. And my life just, I mean, wow, it just went crazy. It turned around. I mean, it really, I don't know why, but let me put it like this. When I woke up the next morning, things that used to bother me, things that used to irritate me, things that used to get me angry, now was like, you know what? There are bigger issues involved here, and I know that I'm supposed to dedicate all my energy, everything that I have, to what was really important, which was the spiritual aspect of my life and the spiritual battle that was going to come across my path now that I was on the right path. And I always tell people, remember, when you come to believe in God, when you come to believe in Christ, when you come and then dedicate yourself into doing right, whether you want to believe that there's a, you know, good karma, bad karma, whatever the case may be, I personally believe there is a hell. I personally believe there's a wanted poster in hell with my name saying wanted dead. Not wanted dead or alive, but just wanted dead. Because I already know that with me doing the right thing, me do, you know, being led by the Lord and doing his work, I already know, you know, the devil, the Satan, the evil one, whatever you want to call them, bad karma, whatever the case may be, I already know they want me out the way. Because if I'm going to reach one person, two people, three people with my story, this message, and it's not even my story, it's God's story, because he gave me the free will to make my choices. But in the end, he led me down the right path, and now, you know, it's always been about his story. It's his story, not my story. Yes, I lived it. I went through it. But it's still his story because in the end, it's him having all the glory, the praise, and the honor. You know, that's just my belief, and that's what I hold on to.
Yes, I agree with you 100%, and you really brought up two very powerful, interesting points. One, the way God uses shows, people, events in your life to speak to your heart, to start allowing you to open up your heart to let him in. And also, the fact that once you do let him in, your life will be tough too. Not that, okay, now everything's going to be great. And I think sometimes people get confused. There's still a struggle. There's still a journey, but it does not mean that something is going wrong, that, of course, the devil, the enemy, does come after you even harder when you're doing the right thing. But to know that you have strength in the Lord and that he's always there for you and that you're on the right path is so important for many people to embrace.
Yes, I agree with that. Hello?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. One of the main things that... I always tell people is this: just because things don't get hokey dokey for you right off the bat doesn't mean God is not with you. That doesn't mean you're not doing the right thing. It doesn't mean that you're not doing right. A lot of times, because you are doing right, there's going to be even more confusion coming your way. You know?
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes, I totally agree with you. I think, you know, as they always say in the Bible and things like that, that it's very tough. It's always kind of a struggle to keep moving forward. But that's the life of the Lord, and that it's that's what the path is, to always fight for what is right, but to also know and have the comfort and have the faith that God is always there for you, and he's the one in control.
Yes, ma'am. And I every day I wake up, and the first thing I ask, you know, in my prayers is, hey, just let me do what you want me to do today. And just let me understand and let me see beyond what I'm really seeing. Because these days, man, and this is something that I really elaborate on people, I really try to, you know, teach people and make them understand. We come across people, and just because they don't act like we act or look like we look or talk like we talk, it doesn't mean that they're not just as special as we are, or that they're not doing God's work just because they're different. I myself, I'm different. I've come across several pastors and teachers and stuff like that have told me, you are unconventional. And I'm like, what do you mean I'm unconventional? Jesus Christ was unconventional. You forget that when he was brought into this world, he didn't go to the establishment, you know, the religious establishment that was already established. He went to those that nobody wanted to talk to, the shepherds, the Gentiles and so forth. He went to those that, you know, it's just weird, you know, that if I want to be called unconventional because of the way I'm going about doing things, I'll be unconventional, you know.
Well, I think it's powerful. Your way of reaching out to people on such a human level and on such a level of vulnerability and truth, I think is what really brings people to the Lord, is your testimony and the way that you are, that you can see a huge difference in your life, that it doesn't mean your life is always great, but you've had that change of heart, you've had that growth, and I think that's important for people on any level, especially those that are suffering. God always wants the one, if you can save one sinner, he doesn't want the people already saved. He wants you to keep going out and help those that need help and to spread the word, I think, which is so important. And you're not going to find those people all the time right there in the church. I think you have to go out and seek those that are hurting, those that are suffering, and provide them with hope is the most powerful thing you can ever do.
Yes, ma'am. I know Ashley was trying to call right now. Were you able to get her call through by any chance?
No, I did not see that she had called in yet. I had
okay,
not seen. I know also, yes.
Just I guess she just called me and said, hey, I just called and
okay,
I don't know.
Okay, she wants to try. Yeah, she can always call in, Ashley, if you're listening, 646-716-7250 and just press speak to the host and they should set you, let you right in.
Okay, let me let her know. Because I have her on my iPad.
Oh, wonderful. How wonderful is that?
To
that
the host,
north of...
right? Okay, I
yep.
got it. I really want to thank you for this opportunity because, I mean, you know, when I'm talking about the movie itself, when I'm talking about, you know, people can always look up the... we got concept trailers concerning the movie. You can go to Redirected by Grace, the movie, on Facebook, or you can go to J. Wilkinson Studios, and look up Redirected by Grace movie trailers, or you can go to John Macias on Facebook page, and you'll see me with a flannel shirt with some shades leaning against a tree. That's me, so you can't miss me. One of the main things and one of the main messages about this movie is about the kids. Because I was only 10 years old. You know, the character, I'm going to say it like this. The character itself was 10 years old when he got taken away from his family. And one of the things that you will see in the movie is that it started with 20 kids. In the end, only 10 survived. And they really didn't survive because even after they graduated, after all their training and stuff like that, and they graduated at the age of 12, they went out and did what they were supposed to do, you know, for the family and stuff like that, to create this drug, this big-time drug organization. And then... for God to bring the main character back into his fold through a kids' show only shows that we always think that it's always too late or it's, you know, or maybe God doesn't want me or God might not want me because I have done this or I did that, you know. Let me tell you something. If God was able to sacrifice his own son, and overlook a lot of the things that many of the prophets and many of the apostles did, what makes you think he won't overlook things for you? After all, that was the main reason for the main sacrifice that he gave for us to come to him and say, hey, I need you. I want you. Help me. And he's always there to help. That's the main message, that there is hope, there is salvation, there is redemption. There is a way for you to get out of that rut and reach out. And he will reach out to you and he will help you, but you just cannot give up. Because if you give up, then you really get nowhere. And all you did was spin your wheels and not hold on. A lot of people, I mean, if you held on all these years through everything you've been through, why not hold on through something that you're going through now that you're doing it the right way? Because in the end, there's a reward there that's going to be more beneficial, it's going to be so much more than you ever thought. I had to learn that the hard way, that just because I went into this criminal lifestyle at the age of 10, all the way through my age, through 21, 22, 23 years old. I was 24 when I got saved. All those times, I really believed, you know, God ain't never going to free me. He is not going to accept me. There's no hope for me. I'd just rather die in prison. And before I even went to prison, I actually did try to kill myself. One time I even drove my car off a 200-foot cliff. It hurt, but I walked away from it. When I say I walked away from it, I literally walked away from it. When I also pulled a pin on a grenade and the grenade didn't go off. You know, I tried to shoot myself and, you know, the gun didn't go off. And, you know, so I already know that we all have a mission in life. We all have hope. We all have a job to do. And a lot of people believe it's to fix ourselves. Yeah, it's good because we are going to fix ourselves and the good Lord is going to help us fix ourselves. But our main job is to help others get to where we're going to get. Because even the Bible says, be your brother's keeper. And that's one of the main things that people forget. Even, you know, even in the scripture it says, you know, forgive others as so you can be forgiven. Bless others so you can be blessed. It's always about helping others in order to help yourself. If you can't help others, you cannot help yourself. You know, God ain't going to help you if you can't help others. That's just the way it is. I really believe that.
I do too. It's such a powerful tool, and it's also such a powerful gift you can give to somebody else by helping them. And it also does, in turn, help yourself when you're helping other people. And I think it's just such an amazing journey to be on and to give back and to also help people learn that there is hope. And I think about not giving up, because so many times it just looks so, it's too much. But after hearing your story, you have a mission. There's a reason why you are alive. There's a reason why you're here. And what you're doing now has and will touched and saved so many lives. That there's no price tag ever on that. I mean, it's just a blessing and then doing God's work.
And it's really nice that we have people like Ashley North from J-Dash Productions, Frank Fernandez, who was, you know, one of the most monumental people to create Footprint TV. These guys have been great. I mean, Ashley North, she's in a show called Orange is the New Black. Her single just came out, but one of the main things that really, let me put it like this: when she heard about my story, it was like, whatever I need to do, just let me know because I want to work with you. Your story is like my dad's, and I know there's a lot of people out there. It doesn't matter if they're successful, not successful, they're high society or middle class, low class. We all have somebody.
Hold on one second. This might be Ashley. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello. Hi. And welcome to Insight into Healing. Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening.
Oh, good. Well, thank you for having me. I'm sorry I'm a little late. I'm in Nashville right now. We've been doing the Country Music Week, and so I'm a little overwhelmed with meetings, and all of a sudden I look down, Josh says, you got to call, and I'm like, ah! So I apologize for being a little late. I live in New York, so but like I said, I'm a little off of my time right now because of being in Nashville.
Totally understandable. Yes. Well, John was just explaining how powerful this film is, Redirected by Grace, and also how you became a part of it and your passion for it.
Yeah, you know, when I met John, he and I sat down and he told me a story. And you know what? You know, I became interested into it because it was very similar. My dad was an old street guy that was basically born in Kentucky and was put on the streets of New York when he was 13 and had to suffer a very harsh lifestyle and kind of went into the mafia world. And so, like, what got me was, you know, and was a fighter and a street fighter and different things. So the stories were similar but not similar. And, you know, it resonated to me right away. And I told John that. I said, my dad wrote 7 books about his different life, you know, his different life stories about what he'd went through on the street. And, you know, so I kept in contact with John because I thought the story was very interesting, and it resonated to me for that reason. It was almost like, and my dad's name happened to be John.
Wow.
And so there was a lot of different things that were happening. So as just, every time I kept coming back to John, like, I was working with someone at the time, and I said, we need to revisit this man's story. You know, there's just something about it, you know, that it just, it was a bit, like I said, it was very similar to my own father's story who had passed away, and I would just, I don't know if it was my dad's spirit telling me, going, you need to, like, go back to this guy, there's something about him. It was just something kept trending me back to this guy, you know, and here we are. You know?
Yes.
Months later.
I think it really shows, you know, the power of God and the power of, you know, the message that you are both portraying and sending through this film to those to provide hope, to provide healing, I think is so incredible.
You know, with John, and even like with my own dad, in the end of his life, he found God, and, you know, that put a lot of peace in his life. And when John was telling me his story, it was very similar, and John does a lot of good for his community there, and, you know, it reminded me a lot of, you know, me, and, you know, I really grew up in a home where I do have a lot of faith, and, you know, that is what faith is, what I do every day. You know, we were a very faith-based family, and it's not getting away from what we're talking about here in John's film. But, you know, it is kind of based on what everybody's talking about right now. And I came in on the conversation, but I think I know what everybody's talking about right now. And, you know, we really had, you know, when we had our troubles, I've always been, as, you know, okay, let me pray about it. And God will always give you the answer, okay? And that's where it's always came from. So when my dad's life got redirected by grace, and it you know, no pun intended, it was very similar to what John was telling me, you know? And I was like, oh, okay, I'm down with that. Because, you know, I lived it in a personal setting with a different person. So,
yes.
So
very,
it's
very,
very
powerful.
Cool. It is, you know, and I always tell people, you know, I've seen it, and I believe in the faith of God, and I've seen it because I've seen things in my life that I have prayed about. I've prayed for truth, and truth has came into my life like a barrel, and it'll be like, okay, I didn't want it that much, but thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank you for sending me truth, but you could have did it in a lighter form. Thank you, God.
Yes, yes. Maybe just a memo, not lightning striking. Thank you.
I mean, I wanted a shower. You gave me a hailstorm. You know.
Yes.
But you know, I think that's what we. I think everyone needs to have that, you know, turning point in their life versus. And people think I'm crazy when I'm in New York, you know, how we are in New York, you know, people are, they go to this, that, and a third, and they say, well, how do you get through your hard times? And genuinely, it comes from a faith-based product.
I agree.
Of going, you know what, I pray about it, and, you know, I have my mentor, and I won't mention names because, you know, sometimes of different religions and things, people may get upset. But he always told me when he picked artists, and he was a very famous producer, he said he'd always pray to God and God would give him a sign. And it's very interesting because he produced a lot of famous artists. And I was like, that's really weird. You know, and I kind of followed that trend. It's like something in my heart. You know, when your gut tells you something, I always say that's God, because your gut,
yes,
like it's like that's right. You know, and that's what was with John's project for me. It was like my gut kept telling me to go back to this person, because, you know, we were going to work hand in hand somehow, you know, and, you know, it wasn't, I didn't know if I was going to end up in the film, if I was going to